Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2009 Do It With Drupal Seminar. This year's event takes place December 9th, 10th, and 11th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers, and hear from experts in emerging technologies and the social web. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com.
I'm Charlie Gordon. I'm known on Drupal.org as CWGordon7. I got into Drupal about 2 years ago when I participated in the GHOP program, which was Google's program for high school students. It worked by giving us small tasks that would normally take less than a week to complete, and we'd do them and we'd work on them. And I'm glad to say that after the program ended, I remained active in the Drupal community, and I've continued maintaining modules and contributing patches and similar activities.
And so maybe talk a bit about like what type of things you've been working on with Drupal 7 and type of patches and issues you've been following and participating in.
Well, I try to follow everything in Drupal 7, but that's not always possible. I've particularly been working on usability recently. Before that, I worked a lot on testing. We have an automated testing framework in Drupal 7 core, which is really cool. We also have a lot of usability work going on right now, which is awesome. Recently, I've been working on a patch to get an administration overlay into Drupal core, which will display the administration pages in a pop-up model frame, which will be really huge if we can get it in before code freeze. And then we also have we're trying to get an automated testing framework into core for JavaScript, which would be really neat if we could get that in. But the prospects on that are a bit dimmer than on the overlay patch. I also just tend to see things that I don't like about Drupal, and instead of just leaving them there, I try to just submit one or two line patches that will improve the experience of the Drupal user ever so slightly. So that's what I do.
And so do you work, I guess you're sort of on the usability team. How do you collaborate with all the work that's been done with the D7 UX project and what Mark Bolton and Lisa Reichelt have been sort of doing with regards to overhauling the usability in Drupal 7?
I know they've been posting their design stuff on d7ux.org, and then they get feedback from the community, and it's really a very open process. And we do have a SVN repository on Google Code to incorporate all the D7 UX changes. D7 UX stands for Drupal 7 User Experience. And using SVN makes it easier to collaborate because it's hard to have many people working on a Drupal patch because without a version control system to help us along the way. So it's really useful for a collaboration to use a third-party version control system.
And so it sounds like you have a staging server, a test server where you can deploy things to, or is it more just a version control where you can collaborate with a lot of people? So I guess who else are you working with in collaborating in that way?
Well, I've worked a lot with Gabor and also Young Han, but there are a lot of smaller names out there too. I mean, a lot of people have contributed just minor changes to patches and things like that. There are a lot of people who are involved in the process. It's really great.
Okay, and so I guess usability is one of the exceptions that do we have this sort of code slush period from now until it sort of officially freezes in about a month or two. There's different dates that Dries laid out in his keynote. What's your agenda from this point moving forward?
Some of my patches were lucky enough to get extensions for the code thaw period, including the overlay patch, the edit links on everything patch, and the plugin manager and core patch. So it'll be really cool if I can work on those over the next few weeks and try to get them in. Unfortunately, school starts for me as soon as DrupalCon ends, so we'll see how much time I have, but hopefully we can get them all in.
And so with going back to school, like what's sort of your plan or like how does your work go with doing with Drupal and still being a student?
Well, I try to make sure that school comes first always, but if I have spare time, and sometimes I do, I certainly enjoy contributing to the Drupal community. It's really great.
Well, it seems are you still in high school right now? And like, so it seems like the Drupal community is sort of like a way to, you know, have much better education in a way. It's more immersive than, you know, just, I'm just curious, like, what your experience is interacting with a community versus going into a more teacher teaching you an environment, and what type of stuff you've learned by working with the Drupal community and coding in general.
I mean, I wouldn't think of comparing Drupal to a school. A school is a place where learning takes place, I guess, and Drupal is similar in that way, because it's not possible to know everything in Drupal. It's just too large a project. So everyone is constantly learning more about Drupal as the framework evolves. Even if you knew everything about it today, by tomorrow some of your knowledge would be outdated, just because it's a moving target. So if we were to compare Drupal to a school, I guess everyone would be a student.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.